Taiwan special, episode one for this week. There's a few things that I'm sort of thinking of talking about. We've got my opinion on China locking down Disneyland. What the fork? And there was this one city where there was one positive test result, and they turned all traffic lights in the entire city red because they can do that with a button. In Taiwan, I've been into the basement in City Hall in my local city where they've got these three very large computers. I don't know. They're pretty serious racks of several CPUs and processors and things, RAM, etc., whatever, at all. And it's like they're sitting there. They're kind of sitting on the floor in a sprawl, but they're sitting watching on monitors any traffic light intersection in the entire city that they want. The problem is, I think that traffic control is a little bit more complexly laid out. Well, no, see, I could complain about traffic lights in Taiwan because there are clearly different traffic light grids and they change by a microsecond throughout the day. So while you've got a progressive green light system in the morning, because this block will slowly get 1 second behind bit by bit throughout the day, then it becomes a progressive red light system and the city never fixes it. Yeah, that's going on. But in theory, there are these centers where they can hit a button and just change the lights. And I don't know, like in some government office somewhere, and I don't know to what extent they have that in the States. I presume Chicago would have something sort of like that, but I don't know. Most cities probably don't. I know that I was in Big Rapids and they were setting up a wireless communication system. There was some sort of an array they were getting of antennas and radios between the traffic lights so that they could know, like they were monitoring how many cars are in one place. And they were telling the other traffic lights to get ready. And it was all based on those mass detectors beneath the road. But see, in Taiwan, they use mass detectors not to adjust the lights to keep traffic flowing. They use mass detectors to detect someone running a red light. And it's like, that is the Chinese thinking. Yeah. Yeah, those mass detectors that turn a light green if you're sitting there waiting and there's no traffic. Like those mass detectors, they do use them some places below the street in Taiwan, but they're always used to trigger a red light gotcha camera. Yep. And it goes back to the Taiwan leadership type of thinking. It ultimately blaming and trapping are their noob mistakes, their rookie mistakes. They're what you do if you haven't learned, if you haven't leveled up in love. And so ultimately, these immature economies are dominated by those with governments where the laws at least have leveled up in love. There's always more to level up. But, America, as bad as it is, has done much more leveling up in the area of love than the Far East. I don't know about Japan or Korea. They're very servant-minded while yet still domineering. But Taiwan and China are just this, let's just boss everybody. It's just a sprawl. It's just a bunch of bossy blobness. And they don't use structures and systems and frameworks and laws in order to implement stuff because they don't get that. It's lawless strength. It's like muscles without skeleton. It's just bleh. And that's where their dominance comes from. So when a whole bunch of people are at Disneyland in China and one person tests positive, they shut down the park until midnight, sent in the people in the HAZVAB suits and tested everyone until they were all done about midnight and then shuttled them home on 220 specially arranged buses. Can't you believe it? Well, see, China thinks that these sweeping measures shows that they care. But in the West, we're going to say care about what? We'd say, no, they don't care. So it's like, well, care about what? If you're coming from the perspective of having your needs met for you, of collecting allowance money without having to do work, aka communism, then freedom means getting your normal money, your dole out from daddy, uncle government. And that, you know, the Chinese, Chinese, do they like it? Chinese see it as the normal beatdown. I don't like it, but it's normal. People oppress you and beat you down, and we don't call it oppression because that sounds bad. It's just they do this to you, and they make you upset, and you have to accept that, or else you don't love them. You know, it's a lot. I mean, it's boilerplate written by somebody who has Stockholm syndrome. Wah, wah, wah. Well, in the end of the day, you think that your abusers are the people that care about you when they don't. So that's ultimately why China is able to get away with this. And it's why they do this. And what China doesn't see is the rest of the world going, we would never do that. Like that, you don't do that. Democrats, Republicans in America would not go for that. Even the Democrats, you might get some people out of Portland who would say, well, it is an efficient way to, you know, stop things. But even they know that it would stir up a lot of trouble that's not worth stirring up. You'd get very few people in America that really would strongly advocate it. And even they know that their idea probably wouldn't stand a chance. In China, they can't believe anybody would even suggest something against it. It's a whole different view. And it's like, we look at that and go, I would think that most of the people in America, all two of them, who would advocate for a Disney lockdown would look at how China did it and still say, we don't want that to become our culture. So dare I say, what China's doing is scaring everyone. It's scaring everyone. And they don't see how bad they look in the minds of other people. And ultimately, other people, that's a love issue. That's an issue about leveling up in love. So, you know, it's, well, I mean, you know, if you want to work with people, I mean, I was talking with an athlete the other day. I'm like, you're really, really quiet. And the other kids on the skate team skate better than you. No, you skate better than them. You're a better skater. But you don't talk to people, so you're not as financially valuable. And so they don't want you in the videos. And it's like, you've got to include other people. And it's like, they want you on the team. They love you. But you're just not ready. And it's like, yeah, it's like that. It's like that. I think I need to talk about what's going on with the skate team in a separate episode. Let's go back to the China and the government thing here. We are looking at, in America, we are looking at a handover to the Republican Party. No matter how it went, we were always going to get increased support from Trump. He was just going to grow and grow and grow and keep making America greater and greater again. Or he was going to get attacked and martyred and people were going to call it and clamor for him more and more. If, God forbid, if he were to pass away, they'd clamor even more for a Republican to replace him. There's nothing that you're going to do to diminish the Republican progress, especially with the Democrats failing at everything they touch. And Democrats got their power because the Republicans sabotage everything that they try. So we're like, the answer is not in the political process. And while everyone's talking about their rights, I'm looking at this going, the international banking system is using, like IMF, other things are using money to crush countries. And we're coming with a lot bigger things. And you are not going to take your country back with a political vote. You're going to take it if you level up in love. Because only if you do that will you be able to work. Because sowing and reaping and bad luck and good luck coming back to you for the love that you have is a real thing. And that's the only thing that's stronger. And it's not a joke. The way to break the economic problems is to be awesome at love, because luck will be on your side if you are. See you tomorrow.